Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. In 1892, Supreme Court Justice David J. Brewer penned the court's opinion in the case The Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States. While this case was not about religion, the court considered America's Christian identity to be a strong support for its conclusion. Justice Brewer wrote as a part of a gratuitous statement that the United States was a Christian nation. Here's what he said: "No purpose of action against religion can be imputed to any legislation, state or national, because this is a religious people. This is historically true. From the discovery of this continent to the present hour, there is a single voice making this affirmation. There is no dissonance in these declarations. There is a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. They are not individuals saying declarations of private persons. They are organic utterances. They speak the voice of the entire people. These and many other matters, which might be noticed, add a volume of unofficial declarations to the mass of organic utterances that this is a Christian nation." Justice Brewer later clarified his position on a Christian nation, stating that the U.S. is Christian, in that many of its traditions are rooted in Christianity. Not that Christianity should receive legal privileges or is established to the exclusion of other religions or to the exclusion of irreligion. Unfortunately, we have come to the point in this country that the voice of government wants us to believe that Christianity should be excluded from every arena of life. We were built on a foundation of Christian beliefs, and without that continuing foundation, we will sink further and further into the abyss of depravity, lawlessness, and immorality. Let us stand for biblical values. Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.